When it comes to unique and nutritious vegetables, kohlrabi takes center stage. This versatile, cruciferous vegetable, available in both traditional and purple varieties, has the potential to elevate your culinary experience. In this article, we'll explore some delightful kohlrabi recipes that showcase the culinary versatility of both types, offering you a taste of tradition and the visual appeal of the purple variety. What is kohlrabi? Kohlrabi, also referred to as knoll kohl in certain areas, is a member of the Brassicaceae family, which includes cabbage, broccoli, and kale. This vegetable is valued for its bulbous stem, which is the edible portion, as well as its nutritious leaves. Not only does kohlrabi have a delicious taste, but it is also abundant in nutrients. It serves as an excellent source of vitamin C, fiber, and essential minerals such as potassium and manganese. While traditional kohlrabi is pale green with a hint of purple, the purple variety stands out with its vibrant purple skin and creamy white flesh. Both types offer a slightly sweet, mild flavor and crisp texture. Preparing kohlrabi for cooking. Whether you're using traditional or purple kohlrabi, the preparation process remains the same. To cook kohlrabi recipes, you need to do these steps. Peel off the hard outer skin of the kohlrabi with a peeler or a knife. The soft inner part is good for cooking. Cut the kohlrabi into slices, cubes, or strips. Depending on your recipe, you can use it in many dishes as it is very adaptable. Traditional kohlrabi recipes. Shaved kohlrabi salad with basil and parmesan. Total time, 8 minutes. Yield. Serves 4 to 6. Kohlrabi is a vegetable with a unique flavor that combines the taste of a turnip and an apple. When thinly shaved and mixed with oil, vinegar, Parmigiano Reggiano, and fresh herbs, it makes for a refreshing and delicious salad. This dish offers a burst of flavor and is simple to prepare. List of ingredients. 2 small-sized kohlrabi bulbs. 1/4 cup of freshly chopped basil. Leaves. 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese, shaved. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Salt and pepper to add taste. Preparation method 1. Begin by peeling the kohlrabi bulbs using either a knife or a peeler. Cut off and remove any excess stems and leaves. If you desire, you can save the leaves for future use or throw them away altogether. 2. Take a mandolin or a sharp knife to thinly slice the kohlrabi bulbs into round shapes. Alternatively, if you prefer, you can cut them into matchstick-like pieces. 3. In a large bowl, combine the kohlrabi slices with the lemon juice and a pinch of salt. Let them sit for about 10 minutes to partially soften. Then, add the olive oil, basil, and Parmesan cheese to the bowl. 4. Toss everything together well to ensure thorough mixing. Taste and adjust seasoning with more salt and pepper if needed. 5. Once the salad is adequately mixed, transfer it to a platter or separate plates and savor the delicious flavors. Alternatively, you can store it in the refrigerator and serve it within a day. Add flavor. Arrange the kohlrabi slices in a big bowl, making sure they have enough space. Sprinkle them with a little sea salt. If needed, layer the slices and add salt to each layer. Pour the white balsamic vinegar over the slices and allow them to rest for 10 to 15 minutes until they soften. Add oil and herbs. Mix the kohlrabi slices with some extra virgin olive oil and your favorite fresh herbs like basil, chives, tarragon, or dill. Use your hands to make sure the slices are coated evenly. Taste the salad and add more salt and vinegar if you like. You can also add more olive oil if you want. Include parmesan. Gently mix in the shaved Parmigiano-Reggiano. 4. A neat presentation. You can add the parmesan at the end or shave it on top to keep it in bigger pieces. This step is to enhance the aesthetic of the dish. Sweet potato and kohlrabi fritters with yogurt tahini sauce. Servings, 6 servings. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 35 minutes. Total time, 50 minutes. Get ready to taste the incredible flavors of kohlrabi recipes. With these amazing kohlrabi and sweet potato fritters paired with a creamy yogurt tahini sauce. This recipe is a fantastic way to savor the unique taste of kohlrabi, especially if you find it at your local farmer's market. Here's what you'll need. For the fritters, 1/2 large sweet potato, 1 kohlrabi, 1.5 teaspoons sea salt, 1.5 teaspoons ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 flax egg. To make a flax egg, check the instructions online. 1/4 cup coconut oil. For the yogurt tahini sauce, 1/2 cup Greek yogurt, 2 teaspoons honey, 1 tablespoon tahini sauce, 1/2 teaspoon sea salt, 1/2 teaspoon ground black pepper. Optional, chopped parsley for garnish. Let's get started. Instructions for the yogurt tahini sauce. Whisk together all the ingredients for the sauce until they're well combined. Keep it in the fridge until you're ready to serve. Instructions for the fritters. 7. Preheat your oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. 8. Use a fork to poke small holes in the sweet potato and then bake it for around 25 minutes, or until it's soft and almost fully cooked. Allow it to cool down and remove the skin. 9. Halve the kohlrabi and peel off the outer layer. Use a mandolin slicer with a guard to cut the kohlrabi into thin julienne strips, just like carrot sticks. 10. In a food processor, add all the fritter ingredients, except the coconut oil, including the flax egg. Give it a quick pulse until everything is mixed together, but don't puree it completely. 11. Heat the coconut oil in a large skillet over high heat. While the oil is warming up, shape the kohlrabi and sweet potato mixture into fritter patties. 12. To make 6 fritters, carefully place them in hot coconut oil and reduce the heat to medium-high. Cook each side for approximately 5 minutes until they are a golden brown color. 13. As these fritters are fragile, handle them with care. After cooking, transfer them to a plate lined with paper towels to absorb any extra oil. 14. Serve the fritters with the prepared yogurt tahini sauce and, if you like, sprinkle some chopped parsley on top. Enjoy. Purple kohlrabi recipes. Purple kohlrabi. Stir fry. Ingredients. 2 purple kohlrabi bulbs, peeled and cut into thin strips. 1 bell pepper, thinly sliced. 1 onion, thinly sliced. 2 cloves garlic, minced. 1/2 a teaspoon red chili flakes. 1/2 a teaspoon soy sauce. 1/2 a teaspoon vinegar. Salt and pepper. To taste. Cooking. Oil. Instructions. 1. Heat some oil in a pan and add the minced garlic and red chili flakes. Sauté for about a minute. 2. Add the sliced onions and bell peppers to the pan. Stir fry until they become slightly tender. 3. Now, add the sliced purple kohlrabi to the pan and continue to stir fry. 4. Add the soy sauce and vinegar. followed by salt and pepper for seasoning. 5. Continue cooking until the vegetables are tender and the flavors have melded. 6. Serve the dish hot as a side or over steamed rice. Enjoy this delicious and flavorful dish. Pickled purple kohlrabi. Ingredients: 2 to 3 purple kohlrabi bulbs, 1 cup white vinegar, 1 cup water, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 teaspoons salt, 1 teaspoon mustard seeds, 1 teaspoon dill seeds, 2 to 3 cloves of garlic. Instructions: 1. Start by peeling the purple kohlrabi and slicing them into thin rounds or sticks. 2. In a saucepan, combine white vinegar, water, sugar, salt, mustard seeds, dill seeds, and garlic. Bring the mixture to a boil. 3. Place the sliced kohlrabi in a clean glass jar or container. 4. Carefully pour the hot vinegar mixture over the kohlrabi, ensuring that they are completely covered. 5. Allow the pickles to cool down to room temperature, then seal the jar and put it in the refrigerator. 6. These pickled purple kohlrabi add a tangy and crispy touch to sandwiches, burgers, and salads. Enjoy the delightful flavor of these homemade pickled purple kohlrabi. Conclusion: both traditional and purple kohlrabi bring their unique charm to the table. Whether you're savoring the comforting taste of a traditional kohlrabi curry or enjoying the vibrant colors of a purple kohlrabi salad or stir-fry, these kohlrabi recipes offer a delightful culinary experience. Don't miss the opportunity to explore the versatility of this underappreciated vegetable in your kitchen.